While gasoline prices across the nation have gone up, the Midwest has been hit the hardest. In some areas, the price of a gallon of gasoline jumped as much as 80 cents in less than a month. According to the Department of Energy, the national price is about $1.68. In the Midwest, it's more than $1.87. And in the Chicago and Milwaukee corridor, it's well over $2 a gallon. At the root of it all is what's known as reformulated gasoline, or RFG. For more than 5 years, Congress has required RFG be used in cities with poor air quality. Many politicians are blaming the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for its RFG regulations. Illinois Governor George Ryan suggests the EPA should drop that requirement.
We need some action now, and I can tell you that the administrator of the EPA can do what we need to have done this afternoon, and that's what we've encouraged him to do.
But the EPA says there's no shortage. There's plenty of reformulated gasoline on hand. Bob Perciceppi is an assistant administrator with the agency. He says the EPA's requirements are not the problem.
The oil industry, not EPA, is the one that has to explain why the prices are the way they are.
The reasons for the gasoline price hikes in the Midwest, however, are not as simple as the politicians would lead you to believe, nor as mysterious as the government implies. But the factors behind the higher prices are complicated. One problem in the Midwest is the distribution of reformulated gasoline through the pipelines connecting refineries and fuel depots. The pipes have to carry normal gasolines, regular, mid-grade, and premium. The pipelines also carry different reformulated gasolines for each metropolitan area. The different mixes are designed for each city's air pollution problem. Bill Fleshley is with the Illinois Petroleum Marketers Association. He says the pipelines are overburdened.
The distribution network was never set up for 36 different kinds of products, and presently that's about what they have. It was set up for four or five products, so it's like trying to jam a million more cars on an interstate highway when you don't have the room for it.
And this year, those distribution problems were further complicated by this summer's introduction of a new reformulated gasoline called RFG2. The EPA didn't want refiners to allow the new formula to be mixed with the others, so tanks had to be nearly emptied before the pipelines could deliver the new RFG2.
The changing over from winter reformulated gasoline to summer reformulated gasoline this year was more complex than it's ever been before, so that caused a supply interruption or a supply drain. And when supply is down and demand is constant or up, it caused the price to go up.
Fleshley says it gets even more complicated. There have been a few pipeline breaks in the Midwest, shutting the flow of gasoline at critical times. Also, in the last few years, there have been quite a few oil company mergers, BP and Amoco, Exxon and Mobil. That means fewer suppliers. So this year, all those factors combined to cause not shortages, but distribution problems. At the pumps, many consumers shake their heads in disbelief as they grab the nozzle and start pumping. At an Amoco station in Springfield, Illinois, Carolyn Holland is filling the tank of her Geo Metro. She says her monthly gas costs have gone up quite a bit.
I would say at least $30 more, and I drive a small car. So I don't know how bad it would be for people with big cars.
Premium gas at this station is more than $2 a gallon. Holland says the higher price is only an inconvenience for her. She's more worried about the working poor who have to drive to the job.
Think of the people that make minimum wage. What's it going to do to them? Personally, I have children that are struggling because of the gas prices that went up.
Holland and other customers want to know who's getting rich off the higher prices in the Midwest. Reuters recently reported last year, U.S. independent refiners were making as little as $3 a barrel. That's when they faced the high cost of retooling refineries for RFG2. This year, at Midwest refineries, the profit margin jumped to more than $8 a barrel. The oil companies say they're trying to recover their costs from last year. In the meantime, the federal government is investigating the higher Midwest prices. Also, some states are planning to lower gasoline taxes to help soften the blow of the price hikes. With or without the gas tax suspensions, the experts predict the price anomalies in the Midwest will eventually settle down to levels in keeping with the rest of the nation. But they warn, prices might get higher yet before they get lower. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.